SEALTEST System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore, Loreen Tuttle, and our special guest, Jimmy Durante.
I'll give you a smile for a smile, a song for a while. I'll give you a heart for a moment sublime. Right from the start, we'll have a grand time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL Test program. We're happy that you're all with us at ringside tonight as we unfold a pugilistic pageant entitled The Battle of What Century? Our Profile, Profile, Who's Got the Profile? Well, John and I are all ready to climb through the ropes into the ring. Will someone help Mr. Barrymore up, please? Thank you. And the battle is on. We're all set for the bout. Can't you hear the people shout? It's the battle of the century. There they go down the ramp, the contender and the champ. It's the battle of the century. One contender reveals, as his bathrobe he peels, a profile that positively charming. But the crowd really gapes as his rival undrapes a profile that's something more alarming. Who will win, who will lose? Place your bets on whom you choose. What will the outcome of this venture be? Will John Barrymore of Valley win, the question grows? Or will it be Durante who wins by a nose? Very soon we can tell. There's the whistle, there's the bell for the battle of the century.
And so let us lead you to the broken-down building in which is located the broken-down office of those broken-down fight promoters, John Barrymore and Jimmy Durante. Up to Daisy.
Hello? Durante and Barrymore School of Price Fighting, Wrestling, Gouging, and Hair Pulling? What? You can't do that. I'll enter a demurmer. I'll seek a habeas corpus.
What seems to be the trouble, me pelican beak?
I'm speechless. The telephone company is disconnecting our phone, and me a contemporary of Alexander Graham Bell.
You were Alexander Graham Bell's contemporary?
Certainly. He held me in the greatest contempt.
This is the last straw. If it isn't the sheriff to attach something, it's the finance company. I've got more attachments on me than a vacuum cleaner. How can they do this to the great profile?
That's what I say. How can they do this to Durante?
Durante? You call that facial protuberance of yours a profile? Why, if you stood with your head bowed, you'd look like a tripod.
Barrymore, I'm ignoring you. And when I ignore a man, he's being ignored by a real ignoramus. But I'll find solace and tranquility in my art, my music, my flute. When I'm downhearted, I always sing a song, and I'm downhearted. You've got to start off each day with a song. Now, even when things go wrong, why, you feel better, you even look better. I'm here to tell you that you'll be a go-getter. You know, I had a tough time getting up here tonight. I walked into the building, stepped into the elevator, when all of a sudden a page boy grabbed me, punched to my nose and said, you'll have to take that bundle up the freight elevator. Now you know that you can't go wrong if you start off each day with a song. You know, a song saved my life once. Turn back the pages of history and what do you see? Madison Square Garden, the Rodero. 20,000 people cheering like mad, and there I was, the center of attraction. I'm interviewing a blue ribbon cow. I asked her to tell the radio public how she feels. She says, mad. She's satisfied. I'm satisfied. But her husband ain't. So what happens? The bull ups to me. I ups to him. And without any preliminaries, I'm flat on my back. The bull comes closer and closer. Now I feel his breath upon my face. Suddenly there's a shout for help. I look around to see where it came from. It's from me. Now the bull's shaking his head. Now he's wagging his tail. I don't know which end to believe. He lowers his head. He's ready to charge. I'm ready to apologize. I do apologize. But the bull's not satisfied. He demands an autopsy. I'm resigned to my end. And then I hear the thunder of hoofbeats. It's Gene Autry riding incognito. He grabs the bull by the horns and starts singing Home on the Range. That's too much for the bull. He collapses. A cheer goes up. I'm saved. That's why I say, you know that you can't go wrong if you start off each day with a song.
Pardon me, gentlemen. I noticed a sign on the facade of the building which indicates that one may acquire herein a knowledge of fisticuffs. Would you kindly enlighten me as to your curriculum?
You answer him, Barrymore. This boy and me is on different intellectual planets. Let him go his planet, and I'll go mine.
Gentlemen, could you perchance help me become a pugilist?
James, look at this adenoidal anemic. Who wants to be a prize fighter?
Sorry, gentlemen. I was willing to spend $500. Good day, sirs.
$500?
Yes, sir.
Wait! James, meet the new champ.
Pleased to meet you, champ. I'm Durante, but everyone calls me Tiger.
And I'm Barrymore, and everybody calls me... Well, there's some things we don't talk about. What is your name, you lanky lad?
I'm Rudy Vallee.
Did you ever do any fighting, Rudy?
Oh, I've had a few nightclub engagements. I know I shouldn't ask, but have you gentlemen ever trained any big fighters?
You shouldn't have asked.
Have we trained big fighters? Ever hear of Jack Dempsey?
Yes.
Ever hear of Joe Louis?
Yes.
Ever hear of Canvasback Finkelstein?
No.
That's our boy.
But tell me, how long will my course of boxing instructions take? If I seem impatient, gentlemen, it's because I'm taking up fighting so I can win some prize money and get married.
You're learning to fight so you can get married?
Yes, sir.
Valet, that's what I call a real defense program.
Well, gentlemen, I'm ready to close the deal. Here's my money, $500 in cash.
Cash. The real long green. Mazuma. Lettuce. Look, John, Abraham Lincoln hasn't changed a bit.
James, stop drooling. We'll split the $500 between us. 50-50.
Yeah, 50-50.
Okay, here's your 50.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How did you figure that out?
Long division.
Something tells me it was short subtraction.
Quiet, anteater. I shall dictate a contract.
Oh, I don't demand a contract. Can't we just make this a gentleman's agreement?
No, let's not bring in a fourth party. Now, you two just wait here, and I'll take the $500 over to the bank.
Wait a minute, Barrymore. Just a minute. The last time you went to the bank with our dough, I waited 5 months.
Well, there was a long line. I waited, too. You'll have to excuse my partner, Valley. He's very short-sighted. He can't see any further than the end of his nose.
When is that, short-sighted?
I'm glad you straightened him out. Now I'll go to the bank with Barrymore and protect your interest. You stay here and protect the office.
Alone?
Yes.
Gee, nice of you to trust me.
All right, Barrymore. Now what's this baloney about the bank?
Now listen to me, my Broadway buffoon. I have a plan to double our $500. We'll get young Valley a fight with homicide hooligans.
But Hooligan will murder the kid.
Exactly. We bet our money on Hooligan.
I don't know. This ain't a cordon of Hurl. It ain't a cordon of Hurl. But wait a minute. Hurl has never done me no favors. Come on, Barrymore.
Well, you got back in a hurry. Doreen.
Rudy! What are you doing in my papa's office?
Your papa? Which one is your papa?
Why, the handsome one, of course.
I didn't know Durante had a daughter.
Well, he has.
I have good news, Loreen. Your father's going to train me to be a prize fighter, and for only $500.
Oh, Rudy, I don't want you to be a prize fighter. It's too dangerous. I want you to be a crooner.
Makes you think that isn't dangerous? But for the present, I'll face the music for you. I'm going to hold out for happiness. Make dreams come true. I'm going to hold out for heaven and you. I pray that you'll always think of me, my dream of love. I'll be a holdout for heaven above. I'm tired of spending my nights waiting for you to call. Stars will begin to fall when you are near. Took my heart, won't you bring it back? Please hear my plea and plan to hold out for heaven with me.
Oh, Rudy, you sing so sweetly. Aren't you afraid fighting may hurt your singing?
No, I'll protect my voice. I'll wear a nose guard.
Oh.
Anyhow, I've got to go through with it now. I've given them my word and the money. I'll see you at the gym.
Well, maybe we can get your money back. Which one did you give the money to?
Barrymore.
Oh, I'll see you at the gym.
Now, before our hero starts training for the big fight, let's visit the home of trainer Jimmy Durante. It is eventide, and Jimmy is placidly eating dinner.
Eggs again, daughter. All I get is eggs. Fried eggs, poached eggs, boiled eggs, scrambled eggs. It's exasperating.
But, Daddy, it's so hard to have variety during Lent. I don't know what to get.
Yes, Lenten meals are a problem for housewives. So here's a timely suggestion. Brighten up your meals with Seal Test Cottage Cheese. You'll be amazed how many delightful ways you'll find of serving it. You'll think of a dozen ways to save money by substituting Seal Test cottage cheese in place of more expensive items. Use it in sandwiches, custards, salads, cooked dishes, and snacks. However you serve it, remember Seal Test cottage cheese is a real health food. It supplies valuable nutritive elements of milk and cream. And remember, too, it is one of the most economical dishes you can serve. Order some tomorrow. You'll love the creamy, rich flavor of Seal Test cottage cheese. Its fluffy lightness, its firm, appetizing consistency, its delightful freshness, its perfect seasoning. Keep in mind, too, that its quality is supervised by the Seal Test system of laboratory protection. We'll tell you a little later where to buy Seal Test cottage cheese and other Seal Test products in your community. Let us once again join our hero, Rudy Valley, as he begins his training in Jip Barrymore's gym. Nasium?
Rudy, my boy! I have great news for you. We already have your match for a fight tomorrow night.
Oh, capital. But who am I fighting? I mean, whom? Is it who or whom?
Neither. You're fighting homicide hooligan.
Sounds ominous. What's his record, I inquire fearfully?
He knocked out his last 40 opponents. I reply forcefully.
Gee, Mr. Paramore, I hope you can make a fighter out of me. That $500 I paid you was every cent I had in the world. It was my nest. Egg?
Nest egg, eh? Well, don't worry, son. I'm hatching it for you right now.
Well, I guess I'm in good hands with Tiger Durante training me. Was he a good fighter, Mr. Barrymore?
Good! He was colossal. Almost as good as me.
Were you a fighter, Mr. Barrymore?
Often, my son.
My, my. Did you ever fight in the garden?
In the garden, on the back porch, in the living room. Why can't I?
Well, here I am, boys. Come on, champ. Let's start the workout. I'll show you my defense.
Whatever do you wish me to do, sir?
Try and hit me. Go on. Try and get through my defense.
All right, sir. I'll try.
I zigged when I should have zagged. Let's try it over. See if you can get through my defense again.
All right, sir. I don't mind.
There's a bottleneck in my defense. Listen, kid, punch the bag for a change.
Right you are, Mr. Tiger.
I gotta talk to Barrymore. Barrymore, I got a tale of woe.
What's on your so-called mind, Durante?
Barrymore, we're stuck. We have just reached the stopwatch. An impasse. I've just been boxing with Kid Valley.
Well, can the kid hit?
Hit? Why, he just knocked me down 3 times.
Answer my question. Can the kid hit?
Listen, tell me something. Was that kid born in Missouri?
Not to my knowledge. Why?
Well, there's a mule in the family somewhere. This kid's murderous.
Why? If Valley's this good, we bet all our money on the wrong man. This is horrible.
It's catastrophical.
It's worse than that. We've no time to lose. I've got to figure something out. I've got to call upon perspicacity.
That's okay with me. Any friend of yours is a friend of mine.
We're in a spot here, Andy. This boy Valley's got to lose. Wait, I got it. We'll dope him before the fight.
What, me dope a fighter? Are you asking me, honest Jim Durante, to frame innocent Rudy Valley? Are you asking me to stoop to dope in a stoop?
No, I'm not asking you to dope a stoop. I'm only asking you to dope a dope stoop.
That's just... But I can't do it. Doping a dope is against my further sensibility.
Durante, you got to. Just think of your future. Look how old you're getting. Look at yourself in the mirror.
I'm looking.
Now, what do you see? Robert Taylor?
Wait, I'll look again.
Durante, either go through with this scheme or you're out of the partnership.
But I can't go through it, J.B. This kid loves my daughter. I can't commit this disastrously deed. Barrymore, think of my integrity.
Yeah, but think of the $500.
I'm thinking of my integrity. And now I'm thinking of the $500.
Well?
What happened to my integrity?
Then we're in this together.
That's right, Barrymore. We're together. We're insufferable. Like Damon and Paragoric.
Okay, Damon. Slip him a powder before the fight tomorrow night.
Right. The die is cast. It's the gallows. Oh, Durante. Durante. To think that you would stoop to doping a dope by doping a stoop with the dope.
All right. Valley, come in here a minute.
Come and meet, Mr. Barrymore.
Valley, my boy, from now on until the fight, I want you to take it easy.
But, sir, do you really think I've trained enough?
Sure, kid. You don't need to train no more. You're as strong as an ox.
You really think I'm powerful?
Yeah. You're Samson, and I'm delighted.
The tiger's right. Take my advice, Valley. Go out tonight and have a good time. Hit the night spot. Don't come home until dawn.
Oh, but, sir, I...
Valley, I'm not asking you to do anything I wouldn't do myself.
I won't do it. You may not be aware of it, sir, but your body requires 8 hours of sleep, a well-balanced diet, and quiet, regular, temperate habits if you want to live to a ripe old age.
Now he tells me. Get out of here!
Now a brief intermission for our weekly trip around America. Here we go to all those communities where Seal Test ice cream, milk, cottage cheese, and other dairy products are sold. Ready? And now back to Rudy Vallee, John Barrymore, and Jimmy Durante on the night of the big fight.
Papa!
Daughter! I thought I told you to stay out of Vallee's dressing room.
Papa, I found these sleeping pills in your pocket, and I know what you're planning to do to Rudy. Oh, Papa, how can you do this to the men I love?
Forget him, daughter. He ain't for you. You don't want to marry a punch-drunk, slap-happy, stumbled bum.
What was good enough for my mother is good enough for me. I love Rudy Vallee, and I'm going to marry him.
You can't. Why, I see you married to a banker's son, with a yacht, a townhouse, a butler, and a lapis lazuli chandelier. And in a couple of years, I see a cute, rosy-cheeked little granddaughter, and with her, a lovely red-headed nursemaid.
Why that red-headed nursemaid?
There's got to be something in this for me.
Well, I don't care what you say, Papa. I still love Rudy Vallee.
Say it ain't true. Speak to me, daughter, like a real Durante.
I'm head over heels.
My daughter, I've been blind. So it's really love, is it?
It is, Father. And promise me you won't dote, Rudy.
It's a promise. I'll go in now and tell Barrymore. I refuse to stoop to doping the dope by stooping to stoop with the dupe after duping the... Just forget it. Forget it.
Doreen, you here in my dressing room?
Yes, darling. I just came to wish you luck.
Well, I'll need it. I just got a good look at Homicide Hooligan and...
Why, Rudy Vallee, I'm ashamed of you. Yesterday you told me you didn't know the meaning of the word steal.
Yeah, I know, but today I looked it up in the dictionary.
But you can't give up now, Rudy. Why, yesterday you told me you saw your whole future stretched out before you.
And today I can see myself stretched out over my whole future.
Oh, gee, Rudy, I am worried about you in this fight. Homicide Hooligan is a pretty tough customer.
Well, let's not both worry about it. Your dad vows I'll break him into little pieces.
Are you sure he didn't say Hooligan will break you into little pieces?
I don't know. There's something said about little pieces.
Oh, Rudy, you're a knockout.
I'm afraid so.
But win or lose, I love you.
Yes, and win or lose, we sing.
When you stepped into the ring, my heart began to sing, and Cupid scored a knockout over me.
When I saw you come in, I led with my chin, and Cupid scored a knockout over me.
How I fell for your charms, I reeled and reeled again, as you held me in your arms for the count of ten. The first time we kissed, I tried to resist, but love is such a funny referee. I was lost from the start, with a blow to my heart, when Cupid scored a knockout over me.
How I fell for your charms, I reeled and reeled again, as I held you in my arms for the count of ten.
The first time we kissed, I tried to resist, but love is such a funny referee. I was lost from the start, with a blow to my heart, when Cupid scored a knockout over me.
Did you hear those kids, Barrymore? I'm telling you, I can't give Vallee that powder.
You dirty double-crossing little chiseler.
Barrymore, I'm boiling. One more word out of you and I'll fight.
Weasel!
That ain't the word. However, I'm getting out of here. I'm disillusioned.
Wait a minute, Randy.
Maybe you're right. Perhaps I have been too mercenary. After all, those kids really are in love. And who am I to stop love?
I'm afraid to answer. Then you'll give up the idea?
Yes, forget the sleeping powder. We'll all be pulling for a victory for Lovebird Vallee.
Gee, that's great, J.B. Love will triumph tonight, even if I have to clunk Hooligan over the head with a water bucket. There's the bell for the fighters.
Come on, let's get Vallee into the ring.
event of the evening, Homicide Hooligan versus Rudy Valley, the Swain from Maine. In this corner at 290 pounds, Homicide Hooligan. And in this corner, Rudy Valley.
Hey.
Good evening, fight fans. We're glad to bring you this great sporting event direct from the ringside. And you're lucky to get a blow-by-blow description by that e-sports announcer, Jimmy Durante.
Good evening, folks. It's going to be a great battle tonight. A battle of brain versus brawn. Skill versus strength. Two more voices and we got a quartet. Well, folks, Rudy Valley looks great. The fighters are in the center of the ring, getting instructions from the referee. The referee taps Valley on the back. Valley is down. Now he's up. The fighters go back to their corners. The fighter's about to start. Hooligan gives Valley a dirty look. Valley is down. There's the bell, and here they come, folks, out of their corners. It's been a nice, clean fight up till now. Valley leads with a right. Now a left. Now he's hit something. It's the floor. But he bounces right up again. Boy, that Valley is terrific. Talk about your champions. Talk about your Jack Dempseys. Talk about your Joe Lewis's. Well, go ahead and talk about them. There's nothing happening around here. But wait. There goes Valley again. He's hitting Hooligan with everything he's got. Valley is down. But he gets right up. Valley's got his eye on Hooligan's left. Now Hooligan's got his left on Valley's eye. But wait. They're coming over this way. They're right in front of me now. I can almost touch Hooligan from where I'm standing. Hey, Barrymore, the time has come. Hand me that water bucket, will you? Thanks. And Hooligan is down.
7, 8, 9, 10. The winner, Kid Valley.
Rudy, my boy. Congratulations. On the strength of that knockout, I've just signed you to fight the champ.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm going to be married. I'll never fight again.
Valley, how naive.
Now listen. You've got to take this fight, kid. It's for the championship. You've got to take it.
All right, Jimmy. But this is the last one.
Okay. Then we're all set.
I'll fix the contract.
I'll pick out a training camp.
I'll start training right away.
I'll see you later.
Hey, Durante, where are you going?
Out to get a new water bucket.
I'll give you a heart for a moment sublime. Right from the start, we'll have a grand time. I'll give you a dream for your dreams. If you'll make me a part of your schemes, then day by day and year by year, let's have a smile. For a smile, my dear.
Next Thursday, John and I will be back in a nautical but nice ungrammatical drama, Tugboat Annie Sails into Society, featuring Marjorie Rambeau and June Pricer. We hope you'll all be aboard with us. Until next Thursday, then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol when you buy milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. Au revoir and good night.
Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.